Well, in Washington today, lawmakers are expected to pass a bill that would give President Trump $1.4 billion for new fencing along the U.S.-Mexico border. But journalists working along the border are finding themselves subject to increased scrutiny by customs agents. Reporter Max Rivlin-Nadler has the story.
Ariana Dressler is a photojournalist based in San Diego. She began covering asylum seekers in Tijuana last spring. She crosses the border several times a week, and starting in December, every time she crossed back into the U.S., she was pulled into secondary. That's where agents take people aside for further questioning, sometimes for hours. Agents asked her about events taking place in Tijuana and the people working with asylum seekers.
That's not part of my job, to keep getting stopped by these guys and doing their homework for them.
Other journalists stopped at the border have said that agents have shown them photo lineups of individuals, asking them to help identify activists and other organizers that the agents described as instigating asylum seekers. This type of behavior is alarming, says Alexandra Ellerbeck. She's with the Committee to Protect Journalists. Her organization issued an urgent report last November about increasing incidents of CBP agents searching journalists' electronic devices and questioning them about their reporting and their sources. They've heard of at least a dozen journalists who have been questioned by CBP while crossing the border.
The ability for journalists to protect their sources, the ability for them to protect the information they gather in the course of the reporting, the ability for them to be seen as independent of law enforcement, not sort of another intelligence arm of the government, is so central to what journalism is.
In addition to journalists, volunteers working with asylum seekers and lawyers who advise them on their rights are also becoming increasingly wary of CBP searches. One attorney working with asylum seekers in Tijuana told NPR that last month, agents went through sensitive legal documents she was carrying. She asked to remain anonymous as her organization continues to work in Tijuana. Maria Chavez is an immigration lawyer based in San Diego. She's concerned about what's going on at the border.
Attorney-client privilege is huge, and if they have the right to go through our phones, through our laptops, if I take a case file with me and they want to make a copy of everything, that's definitely breaking attorney-client privilege.
At the same time that screenings of journalists and lawyers have ramped up, several have been barred from entering the country by Mexican authorities because of new alerts placed on their passports. Mexican officials have told them the alerts come from U.S. authorities. Nicole Ramos is a U.S. citizen and a lawyer with the organization Al Otro Lado, based in Tijuana. She had her expedited border crossing card confiscated by U.S. authorities last month and has since stayed in Mexico.
And it's not coincidental that these alertas were issued in conjunction with the rollout of MPP.
MPP is the Migrant Protection Protocols, a brand new policy that aims to keep asylum seekers in Mexico as their claim is processed. The Department of Homeland Security has stressed that asylum seekers would still have access to lawyers, but hasn't specifically spelled out how. CBP declined repeated requests for comment about specific cases where journalists and lawyers have been barred from entering Mexico. Meanwhile, Congress is growing interested. Senator Ron Wyden's office says the senator has reached out to CBP with questions about their scrutiny of reporters and activists at the border. For Here and Now, I'm Max Rivlin-Nadler in San Diego.